For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Rail Warriors, ninth in the Derby Men series by Gary McCarthy. 1. Darby Buckingham tried not to think of tomorrow and his farewell. He emptied his glass, squeezed the hand of Dolly Beavers as they sat in the grand ballroom, and watched the dancers waltz to the Blue Danube. It was a beautiful melody, and the imported champagne they'd been drinking was running full in his veins. He was not a man who normally exceeded his own limits of consumption, but tonight the roasted pheasant under glass, the sautéed veal, the poached salmon, the delicately seasoned fresh vegetables, and the strawberries swimming in cream had left him in an expansive mood. Even Dolly's perfume, normally so suffocating, smelled like jasmine. He tried not to think of the coming day because, having lived like a lord these past few weeks in Reno, Nevada, only a fool would have anticipated the journey he was about to undertake.
"Shall we dance?" Dolly asked.
Darby would have preferred not, yet he didn't have the heart to say no. Besides, though he was heavy-set and immensely powerful, he moved well on his feet, thanks, no doubt, to the rigid footwork that had once helped him to become a bare-knuckle champion. That was before he'd become the undisputed king of the world's circus strongmen, and now, though slightly past his prime, there were still those in that profession who knew of his continuing weightlifting program and viewed him as a rival. A fact.